I hope everyone had a pretty good Thanksgiving, giving thanks to the Lord with family and friends. Yes?
Yes?
Good. Good. We did as well. We were at my mother-in-law's and we had about 51 people. Yeah. Yes. That was also counting children. So, you know, fluctuates a lot. But we're thankful, you know, to have such a large family, and we celebrated a 30-year-old birthday. He didn't know he was going to make it to 30, but he did. And so his whole family was there, and we got to celebrate him. And also, my mother-in-law asked me, she goes, I think it's only fitting that you would say the prayer since you're now a pastor. She constantly always asks my husband, you know, to pray, and he does all right. My husband doesn't like to be put on the spot, you know, so I try to do that to him. Like, babe, you ready to pray? He's like, what am I going to come up with? You know, but it didn't happen. I prayed, and it was received well. So thank you, Jesus, right? Thank you, Lord. I also want to say thank you to people here. Janet, Bob, Jordan, and Sarah, and any all other volunteers for coming in. Cleaning the church, serving really well, and decorating outside and inside. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Because one single person cannot do everything here at our church in the Lord's house. So thank you for that. I also want to let you guys know that next Thursday, our worship night is going to start 6 o'clock. Thursday, 6 o'clock. All are welcomed. I double-checked. All are welcome to come. Next Thursday, 6 o'clock. Also, one last announcement. I know that CR, Celebrate Recovery, has been on pause here, but right before, just soon after Celebrate was on pause, Sarah Parker gets to celebrate her 18 months.
Yes,
right, of being sober and clean. And I'm honored. Yep. Here we go. We don't need this. Really honored to say good job.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Thank you. For being clean and staying clean.
Yes.
For 18 months. And in the future, like always, always in Jesus' name. So I bless you with that. I bless you with the strength of Jesus Christ, because he sets you free, free of bondage, free of slavery, free of any and all addictions. He is your strength.
Yep.
Yeah. So you are celebrated.
Yes.
Congratulations. You're welcome.
That's why we say,
keep coming back.
All right, so today might be just kind of short and sweet, and you guys are welcome for that. But each week I pray and pray and pray and pray and pray and pray and pray, and I'm like, Lord, what is it that you want your people to hear? What is it that you are saying? What is it that you are speaking about? What is it? And then I wait and wait and wait and wait. And I kind of start to sweat. I kind of get a little nervous, like, Lord, please give me something. And he always does. He always does. He always comes through. Thank you, Jesus. He doesn't disappoint. And so last night, thank you, God. Thank you, God. I've been working on it all week. But last night, he just poured it out. He poured it out. And one thing, right? Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. We always are to be filled up with his word, always, right? So in my notes, I legit have easily over 25 verses, so I'm sorry, maybe no verses are going to be on the screen for you, but when I'm speaking, I am just speaking scripture out. I'm speaking scripture over to you. If something catches and you're like, what is that, just come see me, and then I will show you my notes in which scripture it is, okay, where it is in the word of God. But he highlighted hope, okay, hoping, and waiting, and how hope and waiting, hoping, waiting are together. They're connected, okay? So here's a few questions for you. What are you waiting on? You know your answer. What are you waiting on? What are you waiting for? What are you hoping for? And what is your hope in? Waiting and hoping go together. So have you ever had trouble waiting on God? Like I even just said, like all week, Lord, what is it? Lord, I'm in your word. Lord, please highlight it. Lord, what is it? What is it? Please answer me, right? Like, come on, I'm. Maybe it's me. Maybe I'm having trouble, right? Have you had trouble waiting on the Lord? Maybe hoping that he would answer you a certain area of your life. Lord, I keep bringing this to you. I'm hoping for an answer here. I really want this to happen. I really need this to change, right? Have you been waiting and hoping that maybe he would actually change your whole situation in life? Do you find yourself crying out to him over and over and over again? Lord, here I am again. I'm not seeing anything. I've been hoping, waiting, praying on this for so long. It's very hard to wait, isn't it? To sit in the waiting. What are you doing? I'm waiting. That's what I'm doing. I'm waiting for him to come through. You actually all know what it feels like to wait, right? It's up close and personal. Yeah. I mean, y'all waited for 3 years for a pastor. 3 years. That is a long time. I had only experienced just in the waiting of 19 months, and we had an interim that whole time, almost nearly the whole time. But that's 19 months. You guys had 3 years of praying, crying out, waiting upon the Lord. It is hard, right? Sometimes it's much easier to actually just give up, right? You find yourself maybe, I am done waiting. I'm just done. I want to stop waiting. Maybe we find ourselves in that place of like, I've just lost all hope. I have lost all hope. I'm going to straight on move on, right? I'm just like, nope, I'm done. I'm tired of this. I have waited long enough. I'm done waiting. It is difficult to be in the waiting. It's hard. Sometimes we feel very hard pressed, right? I've lost all hope. I'm done. I've waited for so long. So sometimes it really feels easier, like, well, I'm done with that. I'll just do my own thing. And I hope the Lord will come through. Okay, no. When we choose to not lose hope and we don't give up waiting on God, do you know what he says? Here's one scripture. Isaiah 40:31. God himself says, but they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength, shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Oh my goodness, thank you, God. If we find ourselves in the waiting, that can be painful. We can also go to the word and remember, you know what? Lord, you say, those who wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. I will be strengthened in the waiting on the Lord, right? We will run. We will walk. We will soar higher with the Lord. We're not going to go weary. We're not going to go faint. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. Where is your soul at while you're in the waiting? Is your soul seeking after the Lord? Is your soul Like, God, I need an answer from you. God, I'm seeking you. Lord Jesus, speak to me. Lord, I know you are good to those who are waiting on you. My soul is seeking after you. I'm still okay to sit in this place. Psalms 37:7 says, be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. How are we doing with patient?
Terrible,
right? We want it right now. Let's go. I've been waiting for so long already. Lord, help me with patience. That is a dangerous prayer to pray, okay? It just is. Ah, be careful with that one. But he says, be still before the Lord. That's in his presence. He's with us, right? Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not yourself over the one who prospers in his way, over the man who carries out evil devices. Sometimes we can get so wrapped up of like, oh, I've been waiting for so long. I'm hoping God would do something. And look, they got to do whatever they like to do. And they're prospering in their way. They get to go and do whatever they want. It looks so easy for them. And I'm just stuck here waiting on God. Do you hear the attitude change, right? The little tone? Complaining, whining, all of this. It says, fret not yourself. So that's a choice that we get to make, right? Don't have our eyes on the other ones that look like they're doing so good, they're prospering. Actually, they're conjuring up little evil devices and scheming and all of that. No, no, no. Let's be still before the Lord in his presence. Self-discipline, self-control. Fret not yourself. Have our eyes fixed upon the Lord who is before us. Bless you. Okay? Don't worry about the other ones around us. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. Our soul is our mind, our will, and our emotions. Our soul is our mind, our will, and our emotions, okay? Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. It is good that one should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. How are you doing waiting quietly? I mean, you're quiet right now, but when you're in the waiting on God, don't we kind of wrestle with maybe complaining, whining, moaning, groaning? I know my children do, right? Like, I have to wait so long. Murmuring, right? It's just like, hey, give your soul a check. Am I waiting quietly, patiently for the Lord? The Lord himself, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? In the waiting, whatever we're waiting on, whatever we are hoping for, right? And maybe we wrestle with that fear of like, oh my gosh, Lord, I don't know if this is going to happen. I don't know if this is going to come through. I don't know. Lord, okay, what is my hope in? Am I hoping in things of the world? Am I hoping in this individual person? Am I hoping in my money? Am I hoping in government, teachers, plans, right? I feel anxious maybe. I feel afraid maybe. Let's fix our eyes upon the Lord. The Lord is your light and your salvation. Whom shall you fear? The Lord is your stronghold of your life. Whom shall you be afraid? Do you know why? For he will hide me. He will hide you. In the shelter of the day of trouble. He will conceal me under the cover of his tent. He will lift me high upon a rock. This is why we are to be in his word, knowing who he is, knowing his heart more and more and more. The things that we're waiting on, the things that we are hoping for, sometimes that fear is coming in. No, why should I be afraid? I know my Lord. I know how he takes care of me. I know that he will hide me in the shelter when the day of trouble comes. I know he's going to conceal me under the cover of his tent. I know he will lift me high upon a rock. I know my Lord and how he deals with me, how he cares for me. My soul waits for the Lord more than watchmen for the morning. More than watchmen for the morning. That means your soul has anticipation. Your soul is like, I know he's coming. I know he's coming. He's coming. He's coming any minute. I know he's going to break through. The morning always comes. It doesn't fail. Our Lord doesn't fail. Our Lord is with us in the waiting. Our Lord is with us in anything that we are hoping for. Be strong and let your heart take courage, all you who wait for the Lord. Be strong. Let your heart take courage. Allow your heart to take courage. Even speak to your heart. Heart, be courageous. I am going to be strong because my Lord is with me. I know who he is, and he is before me when I wait on him. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in his word, I hope. Oh my goodness. When we are in the waiting, when we are hoping, and we don't see it coming, what is your hope in? In his word. Be in his word. It gives us life. It strengthens us. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in his word, I hope. I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry. It also says, I put all of my hope in the Lord. He leaned down to me. He listened to my cry for help. Have you ever been in a situation in your life that you are desperately crying out to the Lord for help? I've been hoping for this. I have been waiting for this. Has anybody been in a waiting room in a hospital before? Good or bad?
Yeah.
Good or bad, right? And you're just like, who else do you cry out to? Jesus Christ. We cry out to the one true living God. This verse right here is so personal and intimate. It makes me think of like when my children were little, you know, this high, and their arms would go up, mommy, 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 pick me up, pick me up, pick me up, right? Or if they're crying, they got hurt, you know, and you know your kids cry, right? She's fine. Don't even acknowledge that. Or, oh my goodness, I need to be in that room right now. That scream is like danger. She really hurt her knee, her elbow, her head. That cry, I recognize. The Lord is the same with us. I put all my hope in the Lord. Okay, the Lord is in the highest place, right? Nothing is above the Lord. And it says that he leaned down. When my girls are little, I have to lean down. Yes, baby, what is wrong? I'm scooping them up. I'm putting them in my arms. I'm kissing their knee, their elbow, their head, whatever is hurting them. I heard their cry. Please see the Lord in this. When we cry out to him, whatever we are waiting for, whatever we are hoping for, right? He leans down. He comes from the highest place down to us to listen to our cry. Do you know him that way? Have you encountered him that way? In that type of closeness. I know my Lord will on purpose lean down to me, pick me up, carry me, hold me when I'm crying out. And he listens to me. We're talking the God of the universe. Who am I? Who am I? When I cry, he's like, yeah, tell me more. Come here. Let me hold you. on purpose. I'm choosing to listen to you and hear your cry. I just think it's so beautiful. He is so real. He is so about relationship. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in him. The Lord is my portion. I get the Lord. My soul knows this, right? Does your soul know this? The Lord gives himself to you, to us, right? Your soul is saying, oh, the Lord is my portion. This is what I get. Therefore, I will hope in him. Does your soul know the Lord? Yes. Allow your soul to know him deeper as well. Again, I think of my girls. If you're like, you know what? Share that cookie. Here's this cookie. And then like break off like, here, sister, here's your piece. But here's my piece of the cookie, right? Allow your soul to see it like that too. Like, oh, my portion is the Lord. I'm sorry, what else do you need but the Lord? It's a good portion, yeah. Right? I don't need anything else. My soul knows it. I hope in the Lord. I hope in my God. He gives himself to me. That's my portion. This is what I have. This is what I was going to say own. I don't own God, but you know what I mean, right? This is mine because he's given himself to me, to you. Let me tell you something. The Lord truly is near to all who call on him, okay? He is near to all who call on him in truth. Are you calling on him? Do you take time to call upon his name? Are you calling on him? Are you inviting him in? Good places and bad. Bad meaning like painful, uncomfortable. I don't want to wait anymore. Are you calling on him? Do you know the Lord that you are calling on? I know he's going to hide me. I know he's going to protect me. I know he's going to lean down. I know he's going to listen to my cry. I know he's going to recognize my cry. I know he's going to be with me. I know him. I'm going to call out to him. I'm going to share this with him. And I know my Lord is near every time I call out on him in truth. You can even say to him, God, remember your word to your servant in which you have made me hope. I'm in the word. My hope is in the word of God. And you can speak to the Lord. Hey, Lord, remember your word says this, and I'm your servant. I'm just, you know, praying your word back to you because you said it. I didn't. I'm believing in it. God, remember your word to your servant in which you have made me hope. What's my hope in? Strength will be renewed. I'm gonna run. I'm going to walk. I'm going to go higher with my Lord, and I'm not going to be weary. I'm not going to be fainting, right? Lord, remember your word? You said it to me. I'm still waiting on it. I'm still waiting for my strength to be renewed. Your word says you are my help. Your word says you are my shield. I trust in you. Remember that, Lord? I didn't make it up. You've already spoken it. None of his words ever become void or fall to the ground. Never. So, whenever you might find or feel that your soul, right, is downcast, is depressed, is sad, heavy, I feel like I just have a weight, I feel like I have a burden, you can also speak to your soul. Please speak to your soul. And you can say, soul, listen up, get in front, sit down, listen to me, soul. Why are you cast down? Why? Oh, my soul, why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God. Tell your soul that. Why, soul? Why are you feeling like this? Why does it feel like a raging storm inside? Hope in God. Our words have so much power. They are full of life and or death, depending on how we use our tongue and our words. Soul, hope in God. Do you know why? For I shall praise him again, my salvation and my God, no matter what. This is painful in the waiting, could be painful in hoping because I still haven't seen anything. But you know what, soul? Come on, get up. Hope in the Lord. Hope in God. Don't we remember who our Lord is? Don't we remember what our Lord has done for us? What does his word say? When I'm waiting, I'm going to be strengthened. When I'm waiting, he's going to lift me up. When I'm waiting, when I'm hoping, he's my help. He's my shield. He protects me. He is my salvation. He is my God. Is that right? He knows the plans that he has for me. He knows the plans he has for you. He wrote them down, okay? He knows what is coming for us. He knows it's actually full of future and hope. We don't need to fear. I don't need to fear because my God tells me that he is with me. Is that real for you? God, I'm really struggling. God, I'm fighting back fear. God, I'm still waiting for this. God, I'm still hoping for this. I haven't seen any change yet. But God, I know who you are. I know you are a God who is with me. He says to me, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Right? He sets you high upon a rock when trouble comes. Who is the Lord that you are crying out to? Do you know his heart? When he says, "I will," it is a promise, okay? He doesn't fail, and he doesn't lie. Lord, remember, you said, "You're going to strengthen me. You are going to help me. You will uphold me with your righteous right hand." Nothing can ever take you out of his hand. Nothing. My God doesn't fail. My God doesn't lie. Okay? He tells us, "Fear not. Fear not." We wrestle with a lot of fear. We wrestle with a lot of anxiety. And constantly he says, "Hey, don't be afraid. I am with you." If you're like, "Yeah, okay, I got to get to the next point," I'm just saying it because sometimes we need that close reminder. Wow, I never even brought this to the Lord yet. And he's right here with me. My soul is crying out. Am I crying out to him? Let me remind you, he doesn't fail and he doesn't lie. Be in his word, okay? But do you know what he does take pleasure in? He takes pleasure in those who fear him, in those who hope in his steadfast love. Know that his love for you is steadfast. It doesn't end, okay? He takes pleasure in you and I, the ones who fear in him, that our hope is in his steadfast love. Okay? He is our Father. He's a Father first, right? And as a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear him. This type of fear, like we talked about before, is that reverent awe, fear, respect of the Almighty God. Lord God, you are God. I am not. And Jesus says, right, when we pray, Father, Abba, personal, beautiful relationship. No, we are crying out to our Father. My Father, my Lord, will show compassion to those who fear him. Bring it to the Lord. Cry out to him. He's going to have compassion. He's going to lean down. He's going to listen. He's going to hear. He is going to renew your strength. Let me just remind you one more time, too, that the Lord himself, who he is, that the Lord is gracious. The Lord is merciful. The Lord is slow to anger, and he is abounding in steadfast love. Cry out to him. Cry out to the one that loves you. The Lord says, I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently find me. The Lord says that. I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently find me. Are you seeking him diligently? Are you seeking him with everything that you have? Pour it out to him. He says, I love those. He's saying, I love you. Do you ever hear the Lord say, hey, I love you? He loves us. He loves you. He himself is love. God himself is love. We can trust him and we can put our hope in him. What are you waiting for? What is your hope in, and what are you waiting for? So, Lord God, help us to put our hope and trust in you. You are abounding in steadfast love. You are a Father that has compassion on us. I thank you and praise you that you are a God that is near to all who call on you in truth. We are calling on you, Lord God. Help us in the waiting. Help us, Father God, to know that you love us with a steadfast love. It doesn't end. And that we can put all of our hope in you. That we will be renewed in our strength, because it comes from you, to be in your presence. Fill us up with your Holy Spirit, Lord God. We thank you, Father, that your word is true, that you yourself are the word, and the word is always speaking. Let us have ears and hearts that hear the words that you speak to your children whom you love, that you take pleasure in. And when we cry out to you, Lord, in a season that is heavy with waiting and hoping, and maybe we're not seeing it, maybe we're not experiencing it yet, you are there. We are not a burden to you. We're not too much for you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you for everything that you've given to us. We put our hope in you. We put our hope in your word. Lord God, I ask for a greater measure of hunger and thirst for your word, that it would come into our souls, our mind, will, and emotions. And it would light up places in us, Father God, that we get to meditate, ruminate, chew on your word. Lord God, remember what you have said. I will be still before you. I will be strong. I will let my heart take courage in the Lord. I know who you are. You are my protector. You are my helper. You are my shield. We exalt you, Lord. You are worthy of our praise, worthy of our worship. We thank you and praise you so much, Lord, that you are a God that is abounding in steadfast love for us, that you would come down to listen to our cries. I thank you, Father God, that our cries reach your ears and you answer us. Thank you for lifting up a heavy burden and giving us a burden of light. I thank you, Lord, that we would encounter you over and over and over again, Lord God, that we know we can bring it all to you. No matter what, my hope is in the Lord. No matter what, I know I can wait upon the Lord because he will always come through. He does not fail. He does not lie. He does not disappoint. He is with me and he is with you. And I bless you with that. He loves you. In Jesus' name, amen.
He is jealous for me. Love's like a hurricane.